Putting Christ in Christmas by John Hagberg. A common lament of the season is that Christ has been taken out of Christmas. The commercialization, the overindulgence, the busyness of the world are all refrains in this lament. For those who wish to sing another song, there is good news in the fact that Christ was never fully in Christmas. Rather than lamenting those who would take Christ out of Christmas, Christians are called to put Christ into this winter holiday. The fact is that Christmas is a rather late Christian festival. The choice of December 25th as the celebration of Christ's birth was an attempt by the Church to use the images of a pagan midwinter festival, the birthday of the Mithraic Sol Invictus, to celebrate the birth of Christ. As the world began to celebrate the lengthening of the winter days and the return of light in the Northern Hemisphere, the Christian community celebrated the birth of Jesus Christ as the true light of the world. We put Christ in Christmas as we consider the background of Luke's Christmas story. In the context of the oppressive tax policies of the Roman Empire, the Christ child was born not in the center of empire and privilege, but in the lowly town of Bethlehem, among the least of the world. His life, as was his birth, was among the least and lowly, empowering and including them in the blessings of life. We put Christ into Christmas as we work in soup kitchens and bring food to the hungry, as we give the gift of a warm coat or gloves, as we challenge our lawmakers to legislate in ways that include all in the blessings of life. With generous hearts that give gifts that cannot be returned, we can decorate our homes, light our streets, gather in joyous celebrations, and sing of the Christ, whose light pushes back the darkness of our world. 10 ways you can help. 1. Carol for shut-ins. Sing real Christmas carols, not holiday songs. 2. Serve and be served regularly at a local free restaurant, formerly called Soup Kitchen. 3. Donate good used toys. Let the children select the half of their toys that they're ready and willing to share with others. 4. Knit and donate an afghan to a domestic abuse guest house, formerly battered women's shelter. 5. Donate good usable coats to Salvation Army or Gospel Mission. 6. Prepare soup jars of dried ingredients for busy, single, working parents. 7. Distribute coupons for free childcare, formerly babysitting, to busy, single, working parents. 8. Help a neighbor by placing real luminarias, candles and milk jugs and sand in bottom, leading to the door of the house on Christmas Eve and singing Christ is the light of the world. 9. Learn about traditions and foods from the developing world, such as Las Posadas. 10. Learn about groups traveling to a developing country to learn and serve. Consider joining them. Discussion questions. 1. What family tradition do you have that puts Christ at the center of Christmas? 2. What new service tradition would you consider in your celebration? 3. How have you simplified your celebrations? Are you willing to share ideas about simplifying with others, including your extended family?